You are tuned into the Chi Chi Show. This is Chi Chi Rocks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight, I have a very special guest coming in. He is a local rapper. His name is Coast Vega. I know you guys thought YJ was coming in, but you know, he's living the life of a rapper and he is still in LA. And he'll be out here next Thursday, hopefully. But tonight I have someone just as good, if not better, Coast Vega. He's not here yet, but when he gets here, I'll let you guys know. You'll hear his voice, all that jazz. In the meantime, I'm going to play some of his music while we wait. The first song up is Stacy Simone by Coast Vega. Coast Vega is here. He's in the building.
You're on the mic. What's your beat
from
Coast Vega?
I'm really excited to have you here. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on. We're going to start the interview kind of, you know, like pretty much like a normal interview.
What's normal?
Normal is pretty much like what, why did you start music? Like when did, you know, like stuff like that.
We got to get outside of normal.
Okay, so I listened to like three of your songs, the three that you sent me, and I just want to know, like, that AS or is it AGI? Yeah, what is that? Okay, what is that?
AGI, for me, it stands for As God Is, So Am I. You know, just kind of, it's something I live by when I wake up. Got to understand, like, nobody's perfect. I'm saying everybody's going to go through persecutions or like obstacles and stuff. But at the same time, as God is, so am I. He was mighty, he was strength. Like, he was strong. So, and that's kind of where I came up with AGI. And I just think it sounds great. Like,
and that's AGI. And that's why you named it like AGI. After your EP and everything.
Yeah.
So is that like your you the know movement. How everybody has a thing, like a movement? Is that like your movement?
That's slowly becoming a movement. For the longest time, it's been PH2, the pulse of hip hop. And yeah, so AGI kind of like stems from that, you know?
Okay.
And there's more to it. Like, there's more to the project, but I figure three songs, if we can catch somebody's attention with three songs, then imagine what we can do with the whole project. So yeah, it's a movement. So if you look for me, look for Where's Vega and AGI, AGISAI.
Okay. And
I think
those
about you all the time.
And those are like hashtags or whatever. Yes, okay. So just want to catch everyone up on how I ran into Coast Vega and everything. Pretty much like how I run into a lot of rappers that I interview on here. Like, I saw him perform, like he was an opening act for Pell at Warehouse Live.
And shout out to Pell.
The reason why I asked him to come on my show, you guys, I don't ask a lot of people, y'all know that. But the reason why I asked him is because there literally was like, I think probably 20 people in there. Like, I'm not even lying. And you know how most people, like, if there's like, you know, 10 people, 20 people, and they have to perform, they're kind of just like,
hey, wait a minute. Time out. This is not what I signed up for, type deal.
But he like he still like controlled the crowd. He still like performed like it was like 10,000 people in there. You know, he still gave like all the energy, everything. Like, he was like, y'all gonna listen to me. Like, y'all gonna listen to what I have to say.
Amen.
And whether you want to feel this or not, you're gonna feel this. So that's why I asked him to come on, because that's not like, you don't get that a lot. Most people who are kind of like, you know, new, they don't really
interact
all the way, or if they saw 20 people, they might have got discouraged a little bit, like, okay,
6 degrees,
yeah,
6 degrees of separation though.
So, well, how do you prep for, because I'm pretty sure you give that energy all the time, how do you prep for shows and everything?
Well, the process, it just doesn't stop. Like, every day we're prepping for a show, every day we're prepping for something. Whether it's like writing, whether it's like reading, you know what I'm saying, like sparring with a lot of my studio mates, you know what I'm saying, shout out Chris Sam. They keep me ready, and then my brother, I just bug him a lot, and he makes me get up, you know what I'm saying, and get out of the slump that I sometimes want to fall into. But I feel like performing, that's really when we get to connect, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear me in your headphones, and I'm saying, like, you might see a video or whatever the case may be, but when you see me gasping for air to get, like, the last bar and, like, mm-hmm. bouncing with you, you know what I'm saying, then that's when you're like, all right, I can either rock with them or not.
Yeah.
And that's just an everyday process, so we just work every day.
Okay. So, rapping, like, I can tell, like, on stage, like, you're very passionate about music and what you do. So, when I was reading up about you, I was like, your mom was a country singer.
Yeah.
What? And then you were like, your influences were like country. And yeah. I was like,
like Patsy Cline.
What?
Stuff.
I was like, how? If you're a rapper, like, you know. So, do you want to talk about that more?
Yeah, I love to touch that subject. Like, like, country is just another form of storytelling. And I think a lot of times, like, I know I slip up and I, like, look past it. But my mom wasn't really big on hip hop. So she listened to, like, you know, of course, the greats, like Sam Cooke, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson. She's a huge Michael Jackson fan, like Whitney, just a comment, like Aretha Franklin, you know what I'm saying? But Patsy Cline, that was like her favorite, you know what I'm saying? Like, regardless, like Blue Moon, like, that's her joint. And like, even now, if you listen to a lot of the country, you'll see, like, the instrumentation, you know what I'm saying? Like, the sounds that they're starting to use is drifting more towards hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true,
with the
yeah.
snares and everything. On the low, like, they're really getting over on us, but...
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I feel like, come on. But yes, like, country is just like a different form of storytelling. Like, if you could tell, they basically say, like, I'm gonna drink, sit on my porch, smoke my cigarettes, get in my pickup truck, and do it all over
yeah.
again. But they don't tell it in that form. You feel me? And then it's emotion, like, emotional tied to it. So I was like, yeah, I like soul.
Uh-huh.
I like country. I'm a country kid.
Low okay. key. So I can tell you, when I listen to your music, when I listen to different artists' music, I pretty much can kind of grasp who their influence is
yeah.
because I'm like, hey, they kind of sound like so-and-so. So
yeah.
when I saw, like, who your influence, that's the only time I was wrong. I was like, see, I was kind of thinking Andre 3000.
Nah, see. Hey, low-key.
Something like that. Like, that's what I kind of was picking up.
But that didn't come from, like, being at my mom's house. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, my mom, country singer, you know what I'm saying? In her house, she not listening to that.
But
I was raised by, like, my grandmother. Like, I alternated, like, between my grandma and my mom's house. And I was, like, the last of my grandma's kids. But I was, like, chilling with my aunties and my uncles and stuff. So they listened mm-hmm. to the Dungeon Fam and Outkast. So, like, of course I love Andre. Who doesn't love
yeah,
Andre?
Yeah, because, like, when I heard you, I was
love
like,
Andre.
This is, like, I don't
I
like
love-
saying this is the next so-and-so. But,
yeah.
you know, for our generation, that could be it, you
Amen.
Know? That's- so when I heard your music, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, that makes sense now.
I love Andre. Like,
yeah.
I was waiting for you to touch it. I didn't know if we were going to get...
I was like, because when I heard
I was
your
like,
music...
I'm not going to say it.
Even
she
when
gonna...
you were performing, I'm trying to remember, it was a song, I think, to your dad or your granddad.
Oh, Soon Enough. Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my joint.
And I was like, this is like Andre 3000. Like, yeah. so...
Shout out, Papa.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I love Andre. Shout out to... I mean, like... That just that whole era of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? That's it's just it does something to me. Dungeon Fam, I really love CeeLo Green.
Mm.
Yeah, like it's different when you can put words together and they mean something, you know what I'm saying? Like I was watching an interview of Outkast at like the Source Awards, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. when they walked up there and everybody was looking at them all crazy. And I think like the only time that's the only time I've really seen Mr. Benjamin Franklin, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I'm saying like Andre and Sir Lucius Left Foot, you know what I'm saying? Like really, all right, this how y'all feel?
Mm.
Well, guess what? The South got something to say and we gonna come back and we gonna go like diamond. Like nobody goes diamond anymore.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody goes diamond anymore. So like when you speak about greats, you gotta put both of them in there. You gotta put like the whole Dungeon Fam.
Mm. Yeah, that whole clan is like fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the Dungeon Fam.
Yeah. So we talked about who influenced you, how you prep for your performances and everything. Your music is really, I can see the country influence because you kind of tell a story. It's really personal.
Yeah.
So why did you choose to go that route instead of the route where it's like, I got money, I got cars, I got I can't curse on the radio no more.
Well, you actually dropped the shiitake but, mushroom earlier, but I ain't gonna say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know what you mean. I mean, like, because I don't, like, none of those things, like, they don't represent me.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, so that's, like, I feel like it's harder for me to try to make up that opposed for me just telling stories of people, like, I interact with. And, like, like we can talk, we can converse, and then you can say something that might inspire me. You know what I'm saying? I don't get to talk to a lot of billionaires. You know what I'm saying? I don't, after this, I'm not going to hop in like a Tesla.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hop in a Taurus. You feel me? So I could tell you about that. I could tell you about pushing a Buick and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like people, like, they're going to relate to that more than bottles and buku money and superstar like status. I don't got that. Maybe when I get that, I'll learn how to cope with it and start writing about it. But as far as I know, I just know people and stories and how we overcome obstacles. That's, if I can make a song that can inspire somebody else, I'm saying, then we halfway there. So I just think that's better. That's more fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And why don't you rap about what I noticed with a lot of, man, I'm gonna sound real bad.
It's okay. Let's go. We're getting what she said earlier. She said we're getting to know each other. Okay. Is anything off limits? Nah. Let's go.
But what I noticed with a lot of underground rappers is they talk about how, man, ain't nobody better than me. Y'all don't know about your boy.
I feel like that's
it's
too.
All about me.
Yeah.
And y'all better make way for the greatest. And this and this and that. Like,
boy, hot fire, die line. You don't want to step, don't, like, cross that line or you're going to get bars.
And I know I sound real bad, but bars. I swear, like, 80% of the music that I listen to from underground rappers is that.
That.
Like, man, I'm the best. Y'all better make way. Y'all better remember my name.
Yeah.
And can't no rapper outshine me.
Shoot.
I'm the best in the game. And it's like every song is like that.
Dang.
And I'm just like,
this is
why?
I don't know. Oh my gosh, I wasn't ready.
Yeah. You don't, I haven't heard a song from you like that.
I don't know. I mean, like,
why haven't you? Do you feel like?
Yeah, I feel like that all the time. But like that just comes from like the people I associate with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, people like majority of the artists I work with or people I communicate with like on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying, they have that confidence like, boy, I can do whatever I want, you know what I'm saying, like, and just that mindset. But at the same time, like, Michael Jordan was just like, man, I don't got to say I'm the best, like, I'm gonna let my actions speak for me, you know what I'm saying. If I'm out here hooping and hollering and saying I'm the best, you gonna know all my plans, you know what I'm saying.
True.
You gonna know what I'm doing. I'm the best. I got this dropping. This coming with such and such. Come get these bars. Can nobody mess with me? The whole time I'm yelling that, somebody else is like, all right, we see what you're doing. You like to talk.
Yeah.
We got something for that. Until you run across an MC that don't talk and don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't say nothing. You don't know what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the cipher starts or you start engaging in exchange of 16s, they tear you up. And that's happened to me before. So that's why I don't say nothing. I just work on my craft because I like to be sharp. So I ain't going to say it.
There it is, y'all. There it is. See, I'm going to sound really bad. And I respect all music. Like,
amen.
I swear, I respect all music. But it's just like 80% of the music from underground rappers. You guys, it's okay to talk about your personal life. I swear. I'm not going to make fun of you.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's
like,
we have, like, that's,
I respect that more.
That's what makes us who we are. Like, we got to talk. You know what I'm saying? We got to express who we are. Everybody has, unique stories.
Yeah.
But a lot of times if we talk, we got to back it up. You know what I'm saying? We can't just be out here saying like I got the hottest bars and can't freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody can freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Your pen game and all that, but at the same time that's neither here or there. We just got to, I feel like, man, it's not for us to say. It's for somebody out there likes your stuff. Just make sure you're doing the best that you can. You want to give them your best. You don't want to give them no half stuff. I had to catch myself. I was going to say something else.
I know. I understand.
Yeah,
it's hard. I do the same thing here,
my fault.
Too.
Apologies.
Yeah. Nothing to apologize about. I do the same thing, too. Still trying to get used to it.
Okay.
I used to be able to curse on this show and say whatever I want. And then they just was like, hey.
What happened?
It's 7 words you can't say. Hey, all of them were curse words.
Can we?
I can say nigga on the radio. But
hey, what's
I can't
up, my nigga?
But I can't say anything.
I'd rather be a N-I-G-G-A.
I can't say the other words, but
Donald
I can
Trump
say nigga, though.
Hiroshima.
Yeah. So, okay. We, let's play something off Aggie's side.
Okay.
what is your favorite track, the track you worked on the most or whatever off of this EP?
The one I worked the most, I worked on all of them equally, but my favorite would probably have to be In Order. Dang, I can't choose one because those are all
you like them all.
Because those are all okay. Like my favorite tracks. Like I wasn't gonna give them, I was gonna hold on to those, and then I was like, you know what, no.
Okay.
Something the only thing that made me feel better was giving away music. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, I haven't dropped anything in a while, and I want to give you guys some like dope sounds. So I'm gonna go with Stacey Simone.
Cause I already played that.
You already played that?
Yeah, I like Stacey Simone.
7GAO.
We played that. That was the second one. I played that one.
Dang,
too.
Dang, so you talking about soon enough? I got some, if you're really talking about it, I got some like exclusive. You feel me? Or we can just drop beats and we can go ham later on. It's really up to you.
Okay, yeah. If you want to, you want to play exclusives later on, we could do that.
I got reconnected. You know what I'm saying? And exclusives, whatever.
Yeah, send them to me so okay. I can play them.
Solid.
Okay, so
that's only if they tune in though. If they don't tune in, they don't get no exclusives.
Okay. Okay, so we may or may not play exclusives. It's all up to Coast Vega, but in the meantime, I'm gonna play another song off of his EP, Aggie Psy. I'm gonna play Soon Enough since I didn't play that one. And after that, I'm gonna play Fudge by Express.
Oh.
That's another local rapper if you guys don't know. And that joint is banging.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
And after that, I'm gonna play Jelly by Payton from Milky Wave. I'm gonna try to keep this local. I'm gonna try. I really am. Here is Soon Enough by Coast Vega.
Hey.
Okay, y'all. That was Soon Enough by Coast Vega.
One time for the one time.
Okay. While we were off air, we were talking about him saying that he has something else planned. Like, he has more music planned.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like rappers come on here and they're like, I got something else planned. Y'all just are on top of it. Because there's another rapper who comes in here, T-Shawn.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, so when is the mixtape coming out or whatever? And he's like, well, I don't know. I'm just writing some stuff right now. And I'm like, all right, well, the next time I see you, I know you're going to have a mixtape. Yeah. And he's like, no, I wouldn't say that. But every time, the next time he sees me, he has a mixtape.
You got to keep one in the chamber.
Yes.
You feel
so,
me? Stay 2-3 steps ahead.
Yeah. So you said you have some stuff planned and coming out.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you said you may or may not play exclusives, but this next project, what can we expect from it?
You can expect bars.
Okay.
More detail to it, more in depth, more fun. I don't want to be so rebellious and, all right, we need to stand up, get out here, because that's me, you know what I'm saying, granted. But I think I have to learn how to have fun, so that's really my transition. So same time, you guys are going to get some low frequencies, you know what I'm saying, you can cruise to at night when you in your and your Buick, you know what I'm saying? Or if you just kicking it with your chicks and y'all want to eat brownies and listen to Coast Vega, I got some hits for y'all as well. Or if you're just going through a situation and you don't know, like, how to go about it, I'm going to have some of those too, like, those real personal, like they're meant for you. Whoever is listening, they're meant for you. You feel me? So you're going to get Coast Vega, me, like, no more blinds, you know what I'm saying? No more self-sabotage.
So why do you say self-sabotage and like rebellious and all like why are you?
I don't think I should use those terms.
But yeah, why are you saying that?
Because like you said, like it's so easy to hop on certain type of beats and be like, all right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. So since I don't want to do that, I'm saying we got to take a certain route. You know what I'm saying, we got to do extra things as far as like MCs and rappers. Everybody has that same discussion. You know what I'm saying, but I feel like it's real. But I use those words because it's like an inner battle with myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'm like, I need to just drop this. I need to just make this. I need to collab with this person. I need to stop being so prideful. No, I don't want to do that. I got this stronghold, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, that's not allowing the music to, like, develop into something, like, great or phenomenal. It's like stopping it because I want to be rebellious, you know, and not submissive and not more.
Okay, so.
My fault.
I mean, you talked about your previous project, yeah. Reconnected, and you were like,
yeah.
I was trying to figure out what kind of rapper I wanted to be, yeah. or whatever. So what struggles, I feel like a lot of artists go through that. I don't know what kind of artist I want to be, yeah. you know. So what artist were you trying to be?
Like, I wasn't even trying to be.
Were you trying to be on like?
I was like, I wouldn't even say like trying to fit in. You feel me? I was just like, okay, that's what it is. All right, that's cool. All right, that's what we listening to. I can kind of get down with it. No, I was, you know what I'm saying? I didn't voice my opinion in the proper format, you know what I'm saying? I was just barely getting by, you feel me, as far as in the artist world, like dropping music every now and then, talking about bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case is. But I didn't have no direction. I didn't have no vision. And I was relying on self. I didn't have any genuine inspiration. I was trying to rap about, you know what I'm saying, the girls, the cars, and the money. But when you can't,
the stuff we talked about
you feel
early.
Me? But when you have like, when you know what I'm saying, when you like the oldest out of seven, you know what I'm saying, and your mom ain't got no whip, it's kind of like, how you gonna talk about, like, you know what I'm saying, like a Benz? Like, come on, we can talk. Like, it didn't equate. And I was like struggling. Like, oh, why not? Because it doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what makes it, that's what's so genuine about Coast Vega. I said Vega, you know what I'm saying? Coast Vega, B as in victorious. That's what's so genuine about me, is because I don't want none of that. I don't want none of that to stand in between us. I want y'all to hear me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So before I was hiding behind all these things I thought I had to do to be an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you gotta, like just certain, I'm not even gonna say stereotypes, just insecurities, you know what I'm saying? That we put on ourselves.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You know, I feel like a lot of artists have that, like, they'll have insecurities and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But, I mean, you just have to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Gotta let you it have work.
To, I don't see insecurities when I saw you perform. So, if you have them, you covered them up well. But a lot of people come on the show and they're like, oh, I have insecurities and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why? Like, this sounds great, you know? But yeah, I'm glad you let go of that.
Yeah. Shout out to all. So everybody that's been rocking with me through my wild stages, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's been supporting me. Shout out Jay Burrow. You know what I'm saying? Chris Sam, Shy.
So what
wait.
So why did you choose the name Coast Vega? Like why that name?
Why? All right, so I guess we got to go back to everybody that's been rocking with me since day one.
Yeah.
I used to go by Jordan Wayne. You feel me?
Okay. That's,
so I'm gonna put that out there. My brother's like, bro, you should probably put that out there. Mm-hmm. I used to go by Jordan Wayne. Jordan Wayne was my middle name. But Coast was just it's a name my little brothers gave me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Coast comes from just being able to adapt. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We were moved like every year, here or there, in between. Like, if I was staying with my mom or my grandma, I was always on a Greyhound bus by myself, you feel me?
Aww.
Or like skate park, I was just never at home. I never wanted to stay still. So just coasting, you know what I'm saying, like West Coast, East Coast, Third Coast to be exact, you feel me? Yeah, just being able to adapt. And I was a nerd, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a nerd. I love to read. Astrology is my thing, and Vega is it's a star located in the Lyra constellation. And Lyra is a harp, you feel me? Vega is one of the brightest stars next to the sun, and I use it as the brightest star next to the sun of man, you know what I'm saying? And you tie it back in, the Aggie size guy, that so am I, and you get the brightest star on the coast, Coast Vega.
Okay, that's what's up. So that's, I like that.
Yeah.
So, Coast Vega.
Yes, ma'am.
Now we know why your name is your name.
Uh-huh. My name is my name. I always wanted to say that. Yes.
Now we know why your name is your name. When I did meet you at Warehouse Live, you told me you've been rapping all your life, but you kind of started being serious, like, was it this past year or whatever?
Nah. Like, where I really got serious, like, 19. Yeah, I was staying in Wheaton, Maryland. That's Silver Spring, Moco County.
That probably was I used to live in D.C., but okay. Yeah,
what you know about D.C., yeah. The chocolate city? What you know about Mamba Sauce, though?
Oh, what do you know about Mamba Sauce?
What you know about half and half? Anyway, but yeah, I was working at a Sports Zone Elite, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And I was going to class, like, I wanted to be an economist, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Work at the World Bank, get bread. But then I was like, well, I really don't like math, bro, and I really don't like school. Mm-hmm. And it was just, when I wasn't working, I was going to the studio more often. I was starting to hang around with my friends that had been encouraging me to do it for so long. Shout out to Cabin Black, a phenomenal artist. He kind of was like, bro, you just need to come out here and drop something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I was just like, man, I'm not doing school no more. I'm a full-time artist. And my parents didn't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? My aunt and uncle, she had a heart attack. But shout out to she had a heart attack, bro. My aunt, Spaz, that's like my big sister. Shout out to you, Anna. She went crazy. But, you know what I'm saying? And then slowly, I started to see them take interest in something I really... Because I got out here, you know what I'm saying? I rode the China bus to New York, you know what I'm saying, from D.C. and stayed in, like, the Airbnbs for weeks, you know what I'm saying, just to record and hit cyphers and hit the ground and get CDs out here and stuff, you know what I'm saying, on each coast, wherever I went. And that was, like, so, like, I'm 25, so, like, 6 years ago. That's when I was like, I'm going to take it serious. But, like, last year, I hit a hard reset, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, I'm not playing no more.
Like, I really need to do this.
No, it was always I needed to do this. Like, I'm going to. There's, like, no. I'm not accepting anything else. Like, nothing less than awesome, excellent. Mm-hmm. If it's not that, then it's not coming from me. So, yeah.
So, what's your goal? Like, when you, like, I know.
Represent.
Yeah, like, what's your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal?
As, like, if I make, like, not, I mean, I don't like that if I make it stuff, but. Yeah, when you make it, like, what do you want when people think Coast Vega? Like, what do you want them to think? What do you want them to see?
Black power.
Black power, that's
straight
what's up.
I want them to see me and see resilient. Okay. You know what I'm saying? See endurance, see quality, see compassion, see love. You know what I'm saying? The qualities that most of us try to steer away from. I want them to be like every time you see me, you're going to see him. So I want it to make you uncomfortable. I want them to be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Down the line, like, I really want to, like, see is just the South back where it needs to be, honestly, especially Texas. Because, like I said, I was born in California. I didn't move to Texas until I was, like, 12, 13. And wherever I go, I always represent. You feel me? Especially for the K. So, I know the same way it sparked something in me, you know what I'm saying? Like this great state, you know what I'm saying? So I want them to see black power, you know what I'm saying? I want them to see like what we represent. I don't want them, we're not playing no games. I want them to see like a threat.
Oh, when they see me. Okay.
Low key. I'm nice.
He's like, I want them to see a threat.
A threat. When you see me, no. We coming to do work. We gonna represent. Yeah. We gonna have good vibes. And if you ain't with it, then you can't stay. You gotta go.
I like that. If a chicken, I want to get more.
If a chicken had lips, could it whistle?
What?
Yeah. See, you ain't know. I don't think so though, because there's people. There's some people that can't whistle, so I don't think a chicken can.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't whistle. So
see?
I
oh. Amen.
But. I'm like, what?
I'm sorry.
I'm still on the chicken.
Hey, see? Solid. Got her. Ooh.
Okay, so yeah. What is a normal day for you like?
A normal day for me like?
Yeah.
Say if I wake up 5. I'm not even gonna give y'all some BS like, oh, I go to the gym, I do some
yo,
sit-ups.
Like, listen.
Let me stop. Sometimes.
Like, oh my gosh, I swear.
I go to the gym.
People be like,
I go get a jumbo juice.
I hit up the gym.
Nope.
Then you know.
I got some.
It's like they have superstar schedules. They be like, I hit up the gym. Then I got to meet so-and-so. Then you know.
Nope.
Studio time. They have superstar schedules.
If I wake up, I can't sleep. Like, a lot of time, I can't sleep fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, 5. Unless it's already 5, then of course I'm going to sleep past 5. But. Yeah. I wake up, first thing I'm thinking is, let me brush my teeth and wash, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. After that, I get ready. I don't go to the gym. I got cans, you know what I'm saying? For everybody that don't know about them cans, that's what you got to need some cans.
What's that?
Like canned goods, you know what I'm saying? Like those big ones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, use some of those for some push-ups you get.
Oh, definition. I am good. You I can't even me? Pick up that. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I see you kind of swallowed over there. That's why I didn't want to. Sit in that chair.
I'm
okay.
I'm good.
But yeah, I get up. I'm saying, gotta eat. I'm a fat kid at heart. And straight to the music. I'm saying, I just recently quit my job. Straight up. Before I would just wake up and study recipes, bartender. Uh-huh. You feel me? It was kind of like.
And see,
what
I used, oh my gosh, I used to try to be a bartender.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do it because my mom, like, I went to like the classes and everything, and my mom is like super religious.
Yeah,
and she was like, I don't like that job for you. That's not a safe job.
You might get
there's gonna
drinking.
Be people following you home. You're getting people drunk. And I was like, Mom,
you have that now.
I was like, just
look at
let
that dude
me.
Watching you from the window.
I was like, just let me make my money. Like, let me make my money. Like, but like the reason why I really didn't do it is because this guy who was a bartender, like I used to work at the movies, and he became a bartender there. And he was like, look, sweetheart, don't do it. He was like, you're a nice girl. Gets a lot of unwanted attention and blah blah blah,
yeah,
and this and this and that. And I was like, all right, I'm not gonna do it.
I mean,
and I low key felt bad about being a bartender because I was like, yeah, because I was like, damn, well, I'm not supposed to curse, but I was like, I really
damn, like,
I was like, I really am gonna be getting people drunk, like, so I can't, like, and I would feel bad, like, if something happened, you know.
I reasoned with myself on that too, and that's the same thing. Like, all right, that's all right. How can I say it? People would spend their last dime to have a good time. You feel me?
Yeah.
Their last dime. Like, majority of our friends, I'm saying, they're a prime example of that. You hear a lot of static.
Yeah.
I feel it too. It might be the cables right here.
Oh, okay. Okay, y'all. We were having, like, you know, my show is ratchet, low key. Low key. But I was trying to figure out what that noise was. Forgive me, guys. I'm sorry.
I think you fixed it, though.
Yeah, okay. We're good, though. Impeccable. We're good now.
Sensational.
Thank you.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, but yeah, I don't really drink like that because I know what it can do. But same time, others do.
Yeah, and see,
If you know what a lady drinks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And see, that's why I kind of felt like low-key bad. I really was just in it for the money. I was like, you know, like...
It's a science. It's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, I was like, I'm mixing drinks. Like, you know, it's better than what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And they were getting... man, they used to get tips. I was like, man.
Yeah.
And they used to leave earlier than all of us. I used to work at the movies.
Oh, yeah.
They used to leave at like 11. We used to have to stay at the movies till 2 a.m. closing.
Yeah,
I was like... They used to leave at 11. They'll be like, we're closed.
There.
Yeah.
We didn't leave until like 2, like 2, 3.
Oh, no. They left at like 11, the latest 12. And I was like, I wish I was them. And then like one of the guys who bartended, I was cool with him. And he was like, you can make $30,000 a year bartending. And he was like, and you're a girl. So y'all going to get more tips than us. And
more
I was like, hold on a minute.
People want to talk to you guys.
I was like, hold up.
Always turn super friendly when there's a girl bartender.
Yeah.
They be like, yes, I love the Seahawks. No, you don't. Bro.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You don't even watch sports. Stop lying to her. Yeah. She can see right through it. But yeah, I enjoyed it. So yeah, I still do it in like my spare time. Still like read up on recipes and stuff. Because it's really fun. I didn't know how much fun it could be.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I use it because it's bar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It keeps me on my path. What my main focus is.
Yeah. Better. So, okay, well, you just got quiet. Why? But
I don't know. There's a lot of static in it.
But yeah, I was just, yeah, I don't like this static. Like,
it's all good.
But, yeah, so your normal day was that. Like, wake up, you do, before it was read up on recipes. Now it's just music.
Yeah, just music.
And then that's like from whatever time you started music till whatever time you go to sleep.
I don't go, like, a lot of times I don't really go to sleep. Like, I know everybody says that, but I don't really, like, I don't. But no, that's my, go to the South Park, that's where I record.
Okay.
In South Park, off MLK and stuff. So, make my way over there. And if I'm not there, I'm usually in the barrio.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just writing.
Okay, so on this next project or on any project coming after that.
All projects after this.
Yes, like, who would you collab with? Or is there any... local artists that you're just like, man, I wish I could collab with them, or we should collab, you know?
There's a lot of artists that I like to collab with, you know what I'm saying? I really like Anderson .Paak, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to him a lot. Who else do I like? Local, I like Tim Woods.
Okay.
Yeah, I mess with him, you know what I'm saying? He had a joint called Back in Town. Shout out to him. I also mess with Southside Ghost, you know what I'm saying? He's from North Carolina.
Okay.
So you should also check him out. But yeah, I'm always open to collab. I want to get in the studio with a lot more vocalists, so.
Okay.
And start pinning for people, because I also write. But as far as cool. MCs, anyone.
Okay, so we've been talking for a while, so, and I'm not going to do that to y'all, because this is a music show.
What are we doing?
So I'll play some music or whatever.
I guess.
You sent me some stuff from We Connected, right?
Reconnected.
Reconnected. I'm sorry. I thought it was We Connected.
I mean, we are connecting right now. We're reconnecting for everybody that doesn't know me, but you already know me, low-key. That's why you feel so comfortable.
From these, what would you...
These moments.
These moments?
Yep. That's, I love these moments.
Okay. Wait, I like these moments too. I listen to that.
What?
Yeah.
What? I like See, I told you we were reconnecting.
Yeah. But these moments is on SoundCloud. I'm just going to play it because I don't,
I can send you another one if you don't want that one. That's not the one off of there though. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
If you could send that to me again.
I got you.
In the meantime, I'm going to play these moments that is on SoundCloud because that's the one I listen to.
Shout out to I'm Nobody, I'm saying.
Yeah. That
Selection.
Yeah, so when you guys hear this, you're going to hear kind of like the Andre 3000 thing. You probably heard it already that I was talking about. But here it is, These Moments.
Hey.
That was These Moments by Coast Vega.
Yes.
Okay, so you said you want to start working with vocalists and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So that means you're a songwriter. Are you trying to be what person am I thinking of right now? I don't want to say Diddy because he's so
everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Diddy. He just built a charter school. That's one of my goals.
But are you trying to be like a rapper that writes songs for people too? You know, a producer
like Dream and like Week of Love and all them. Like, why not? Like, why wouldn't I want to write for some of like the greats, especially since everybody's using a writer now? Like, I write too. Yeah. I got bars, I got verses. You can buy them. I got them for you.
Wait, okay. I got a question.
Nope.
Y'all, this is when it gets really.
Nah, I'm gonna do it. I seen this coming. No.
All right. So.
Nope.
How do you feel about?
I don't feel.
How do you feel about like Drake having a writer?
I mean, I still think Drake got some bars, low key.
Okay.
I think everybody's underestimating this man. Like, come on.
Really?
This is Aubrey. Like, granted, like, I don't think he should have, like, I think if you're an MC, you know what I'm saying, you boast about being, like everybody's saying it. You can come at me if you want, but I'm going to say how I feel. I ain't nobody yet. But no, I feel like if you're going to be an MC, you know what I'm saying, like, boast about, like, going to war, you know what I'm saying, and, like, decapitating your enemies in this like bar for bar structure, and you have a ghostwriter, you can't really say anything. You gotta kind of be I got hits, you know what I'm saying? Unless, because it goes so deep that you don't even really, but no, I mean, I still like Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
still
I love Drake too, but I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm like, bruh.
I thought it was hilarious. Like, I don't know why stuff amuses me, y'all, for real. Like, that was hilarious to me.
But, like, a lot of our favorite songs, I'm saying, like, have been pinned by somebody else and we just never knew it until later on down the line. But as far as for hip-hop, I don't know. It's kinda,
when it comes to rap, though,
kinda,
like,
can't really,
I'm sorry. Can't I don't do care. It. Y'all know I don't care.
You gotta have it bars.
When it comes to rap, you have to write your own stuff.
To.
Like, you are not a rapper if you don't write your... Like, I can
Say
be...
It.
If you are... If somebody is writing your rap for you...
What does
like,
that mean?
I can be a rapper. Straight that's up. What it means. That's Smart. What it means. I can be a rapper. Like,
exactly.
That's what makes you a rapper. Like, you don't.
You can't take you something can't. Else from somebody who's a journal. You know what I'm saying? You don't get points in yesterday's game. That's why
and
you
then,
always got
to
work.
To change your style up. Like, I get that, but.
I just think it, like, everything comes to an end. That's how I feel. Man. Like, that's, like, because that's not what, I don't think that's what hip-hop was built off of, you know what I'm saying?
At all.
So at the same time, if that's not the foundation it was built up off of, you know what I'm saying? Imagine, like, it can only, like, survive for a while. I'm saying just like all these monkey chants, Michael likes to call them. You know what I'm saying? They get you hyped for the moment. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And then we forget about them. But the real stuff, that's what's going to last.
Yeah, that's true.
Bar.
Yeah, you got that from you got that from the person we talking about.
Amen.
But I mean.
I feel like. I don't think you can't get in off of Ghost Rider. You know what I'm saying? You have to put in somewhere. That's point blank period. And I know, come on, that man is a genius. We can say what we want, but he, like, some of that, there gotta be some of him in there. So just show me what you wrote and then show me what you didn't write. And then you can't, like, MCs, I don't like, you can't do that. You can't have somebody else write for you and be like, I'm God MC. I used to want to be like, what is that? I used to want to be on Rockefeller, then I turned it into Jay.
Yeah, that's the rap, though. Like,
I was
that's,
like, oh.
But
I said, oh my
listen,
goodness.
That's the rap that you, somebody possibly wrote for him.
Yeah. That's crazy. If that's a rap somebody wrote, that's awkward.
That's the rap that somebody awkward. Possibly wrote for him. Like,
that's awkward.
That is awkward. Like, what you mean?
Awkward.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody whose pen game is dope. Shout out to everybody who's using Ghost Riders and getting away with it.
Okay, so see, I wasn't gonna put you on the spot. That was was the question.
Hey, it don't matter. Neither one. Yeah. Don't nobody put no food in my fridge at the same time.
So
I love the art.
With that being said,
yes, ma'am.
How, like, well, who do you think is, like, greatest, like, top five rappers of all time?
All times?
Yeah.
All times. That's hard. That's really hard to say. Like, top five. Just top five.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's horrible.
You're not going to say it's you?
Nah, I usually do. I usually end it off with me, though. I don't start with me. I usually be like, and then me. I'm going to say, obviously, you got to throw Andre in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Rakim.
Okay.
All times. Dang, this is tough. All time. KRS-One.
Okay.
Pac, how many?
Yeah.
All right, I got like one more.
Yeah, one more.
This is tough. Alive?
Well, it doesn't matter. Like,
well, I'm the post.
Time.
I'm not gonna say me though. We're gonna save that for another conversation. This is tough. I'm gonna say Lauryn Hill. L Boogie had bars for real. Lauryn Hill had bars. Listen to like she.
Okay.
She was a monster. Like,
I'll listen to it.
Yes, I'm gonna say Lauryn Hill.
Okay,
just for the simple fact that
I mean, this is your list. This isn't, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Lauryn Hill. I like Lauryn. Yeah.
Okay.
I go to war with that.
I believe you.
Yep. We come out with a couple W's.
So, okay, now, like, since the interview is going kind of towards a fun route or whatever,
also,
do you watch TV? No.
Sometimes, not as much. I kind of like watch Netflix and shows and documentaries and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I like Son of Anarchy.
Uh-huh.
I like Games of Thrones.
Okay.
I just watched Empire, where I caught like the last part of it. I caught nothing but drama, so it kind of makes me want to go back and kind of like recap on it. But at the same time,
uh-huh.
I don't really watch too much of that. I like Power.
Okay, Power. Everybody likes Power. I haven't seen Power though because. Up. Yeah, everybody talks about it, so I don't want to watch
it. You should watch
it. Because,
I didn't want to watch it either.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to watch that. Everybody talks about it. Because they, like, fiend for Power. Like, I used to work at Best Buy, and my coworkers was like, hey, man, you catch that new episode of Power, man?
They slide up next to you.
Yeah, I was like.
Start talking about.
And they were all talking about Power. I was like, whoa. I was like, I'm excluded.
It gets real.
They were into it. And my little sister watches it. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, man, you keep watching Empire. Like, Power.
She's
like,
on
Power
you.
Is my, like, Power is it. It's
you said your
than...
little sister watches it?
Yeah.
You might want to be careful.
Why?
Because Empire is nothing compared to, like, Power. Like, I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm saying, like, I feel like the level of, like, intensity. Like Empire has a high volume of that, I'm saying. But Power is on some, like.
It's on some other stuff.
On some other thing. Like.
I mean, she's not my little, like, my baby sister. Like,
but still, your little sister, like,
She's 21.
She's coming for you. She's letting you know.
Yeah.
Power. Power is where it's at.
I mean, I'll check it out one day, yeah. I guess. But
they're both great shows.
Yeah. But okay, so those are TV shows. Social media, like which one is your favorite? Is it Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat?
My favorite? I don't know. More like social media, like
you
that.
Don't like social only media like
I
that.
Use social media is because I can talk to my
to your fans.
That's the only reason. Y'all, the only reason. Now, I really don't. Y'all be leaving me high and dry. So,
oh,
hey.
I mean, if anybody left you high and dry, that wasn't really a fan.
Yeah,
like. Man. For example,
this is where
like
the clap's supposed to come in.
Yeah, like for real, because I'll say this. I know I'm a Beyonce fan because
yeah.
And I know I'm a Mariah Carey fan because yeah. I don't necessarily like everything. Like there's a Beyonce that I like better than the Beyonce that's now, yeah. But I will still rock with Beyonce.
Which Beyonce
like,
is that?
Crazy in Love Beyonce.
Yeah.
And yeah, Crazy in Love Beyonce and Beyonce from B-Day. Mm. That was was it. But
yeah,
that Single Lady, I love Single Ladies. That's what I'm saying. I know I'm a fan because I still like her music and I'm still like, yeah. Oh my gosh, Beyonce. But like that album with Single Ladies and all that, that was not what
I was expecting. Yeah.
I was like, man, Beyonce, where's B-Day Beyonce? And then like 4 was cool.
Y'all are deep.
Like, yeah.
You understand that? Like Beyonce is like, y'all are deep.
I'm a retired stan. Like, deep. I used to, you don't understand.
I don't,
like,
I don't want no part. I would never in my life disrespect Beyonce just because she's from, you know what I'm saying? She's from the H and she's from Texas. But Lord, Jesus Christ, they are deep. Like, you
yeah.
Might, Secretary of Defense might be.
Because, like, it's Beyonce and. Man, my mom sat me down. She was like, you like Beyonce too much. You're not supposed to like somebody more than you like yourself. And I was like,
I'm not trying to hear that right
you're
now.
You're so right. And yeah. That's when I was like, I need to calm down on Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a problem when somebody was like, what's Beyonce's favorite ice cream? And I was like, I don't know. I didn't know what it was. And they was like, just guess. And I was like, well, you know, judging from the type of music and her background and blah, 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 something with pecans. And they was like, my gosh, it's buttered pecan.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was like, this is a problem. I know, like, so, yeah, I've calmed down from that. But, I mean, I know I'm a fan because even Mariah Carey, let's be real, her older stuff was better. But even her recent albums, I still listen to those. I'm like... And
infatuated with it.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, this is Mariah. Like, whether I like it or not. Like,
she had
you know,
an album with, like, Butterfly.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
I remember my brother went and, like, he saved up, like, pennies.
To get the album?
What? Yes. Like,
man.
For real.
All the albums I ever got in life was, like, given to me. And I don't care because everybody did this, but... I didn't, and plus my mom was real religious, so I didn't get to listen to music like that all the time unless somebody gave it to me. But when LimeWire came out, it was over.
Yeah, all the viruses.
Yeah, man, it was over.
My iPod was stacked. I had all the Wayne mixtapes, LimeWire and Cassidy mixtapes.
Yes, I have all the Wayne mixtapes too.
Shout out to LimeWire.
LimeWire, it was over.
It killed like 3 of my computers, but you know,
yeah.
It was worth. It was totally worth it.
I still have all that music. I remember my mom used to be like, why is the computer acting up again?
Know.
What y'all do? I'd be like, man, I don't even know. And I knew. I knew it was LimeWire. I'd be like, man.
Once I learned how to like hide the torrents and delete the cookies and like, into the trash can, I was good.
Yeah.
But my uncle, he was onto it.
But yeah, so I mean, if those people, you said they'd be slacking on you, they're not fans really.
Oh, that's what's up. I mean,
yeah.
We gotta the train keep moving. It's all right. There's somebody out there like you that's like, come on,
yeah,
let's keep going. We got bigger and better things to do.
Yeah.
Besides like cry over people that don't rock with us. That's all right.
Yeah,
but take that. That's still a W.
Right. Okay, so we have like 40 minutes left.
40 minutes.
Because there's a show after me now, okay. So I can't be ratchet and like pour over into like 10 and 11 and stuff. So
that'd be awful.
Yeah. So
and we might have to fight whoever comes in here next, and I don't know how good your left is. Well, you're Nigerian, so
I don't want to fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
She said.
Okay, so we're going to play, like, for the next, I'll say, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some of the songs you sent me.
Okay.
And then I'm going to play the other songs. We're going to play some more music by Coast Vega.
Hey. Aggie Sai.
This one is Divine.
Oh, I love Divine. Divine is produced by Sango. You feel me? I like Solection. So you guys should definitely get go check them out. They're super dope. He remade the Aaliyah 4-page letter, I want to say. Okay. Yeah, and it was just Divine. It was dedicated to, you know, the melanins.
Oh, the
melanins.
The melanins.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, y'all. So this is, what is Divine about before I play it?
Divine is kind of like I'm like insecurities, past relationship. You know what I'm saying? The opening line is, "Dear thick, fine California dreaming with a pillowcase mind, do you ever get to sleep with a nation on the climb? You're the motivation to a brother barely getting by. I never got to say goodbye or congratulations."
Okay.
So it's so. It's basically me penning like a letter to someone I no longer have like contact with. So I'm trying to reconnect. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like bridge that gap. So if you feel divine when you wake up, you feel divine, it's for you.
Okay. So here is Divine by Coast Vega. That was 8825 by Coast Vega, and that is coming on his latest, well, not his latest project, but the project that he plans to bring out. He doesn't know what the name is going to be, but I mean,
I might let them pick it low key.
Okay.
I want to get more people involved. I might do a giveaway. Come on, hit me up.
Oh, okay. Well, I liked what I heard.
Appreciate it.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't know. I didn't know if you were going to continue speaking, or I was like, try it now, because I don't want to cut you off.
I liked what I heard. I kind of sense what your style is and everything.
Help me out then, because I need it.
I mean, I kind of sense what your style is and all that. Mm-hmm. What do you feel your style is, like, of rapping? You already said, like, when people see you, want them to see Black Power. But, I mean, what do you think your style...
My style, like...
Or what did you want that to be?
My aesthetic?
Yeah.
Kind of laid back. I don't like to go over the top. I like to be casual. So I guess like the music kind of, they go hand in hand. I like lounge type set of music, you know what I'm saying? Music you can coast to in your car. I don't know. I don't know what I would label that. Like neo soul, alternative hip hop, you know what I'm saying? I really want to get more into like Black rock. You know what I'm saying? People don't know about Black rock.
I thought rock was Black. But.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but like, I'm talking about like Black rock, like Lenny Kravitz, you know what I'm saying? Like Bilal, like those type of like artists, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they don't really get, like, what's his name? The Clark Jr. out of Austin, Gary Clark Jr., like based out of Austin, you know what I'm saying? Like when I think like Black Power, or like Black rock in that sense, I think like him for our generation, you know what I'm saying? Just because he's so talented, you know what I'm saying? And he doesn't have to try to fit in, you know what I'm saying? He's just being himself. And that's my style. I don't like all the glitz and glamour. I want my style to be coast, relax.
Okay.
Let's chill. Let's talk. Let's converse. Chop it up.
Okay, y'all, if you go on SoundCloud and type in Esta, look for the Alina Baraz mashup. That's what that was. That was just playing. We're gonna get into a freestyle with Coast Vega. I might have to start the track over again if he wants me to, or, you know, he can just start freestyling whenever he wants. How do you want to do this?
Is this what we're freestyling over?
Yeah, this is 9, right?
No.
Why
are
you not playing?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Go to... All right, here we go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Aggie Sai, I think about you all the time. Can you turn me up? U of H, what's good, Cook? Hey, Hey, and I know sometimes I'm dissing and I don't listen. Sometimes she feel like I'm always busy. Sometimes I feel like people don't give me that moment in time when I thought I was cursed. The amount that I earned don't allow me to splurge. Taught me two lessons, stay strong and work hard. Humble myself, man, and always thank God. These are the reasons that people go far. It was me and the squad. Alejandra, running picker games over at PA. That's when I knocked my knee up and I had an attitude like, dang. Went to the field house, got an x-ray. They said I couldn't play. First time we made playoffs, that's crazy. Didn't get my name on a highlight tape, but a brother ain't salty, not a dog, nigga. Hey, maybe I was. The risk I was taking didn't seem like enough. Ran through my savings, became too complacent. They labeled you crazy, I ended up crushed. Music's my haven, that's why I wake up. Why they look at me crazy just cause I won't budge? That's a mistake, this a language of love. Straight up, nah, bruh, I need my own. Tell me if I'm wrong, cause I want my own. Hardwood tops and the marble flows. Don't cast no lots, don't throw no stones. If this is a spell, I'll overcome. Cause pressure make what? Diamond and gold. Now this is for us, now this is for them. This all she ain't gotta clean up more stoves. Shout out my partner that stuck on death row. He ain't had no one to show him the ropes. And struggle was needed to grow, fam. Grind like I'm broke, cause I am. Wait, only one shot to advance. They don't give a damn if we sink or we swim. Wait, I said they don't give a damn if we sink or we swim. So whole time, I wanna appreciate y'all inspire me. Let's ascend and exercise the fruits of life and plant a tree. You could be my private eye, but it's not a secret that I would leak. Your sticky sweet, no tangerines. Wait, and I'm not afraid of death. I'm afraid of what may happen if I never take these steps. And I know that we be clashing in a domino effect. But you know I need my slice, baby. March Madness this weekend, though. But you know I need my slice. Hold up. So you know I got this thing for you. Hardly ever say it, but damn right, queen, I believes in you. You are my Q-U-E-E-N. Your melanin draws me in. You are my mother, sister. Day one hit the favorite killer, shooter, homie, friend. They put me out, you took me in. Never back down or gone in the wind. Back when the Buick half operative tent. Hot backs a whip off Nottingham Lane. Dirty and stank to highly acclaimed. Matter of month, shit, everything changed. Yeah, a pint for the pessimist. Johnny Cage, everybody that I stepped against. Fuck what you saying, dog? All I do is represent. Never trip like a mentalist, it's evident. They ain't did half the things that they said. Not half the things that they said. They just set up on it and didn't budge. That's a half you do is get less. See, I thought to myself, I gotta come live and direct. People too sloppy to mess with the best. Making the mess, disrespecting the set. Nah. Round here, that's plex, bruh. Man, I get love in the Met. Cause I'm southern as ish. I put mustard on rims. Wait, man, they didn't mustard my rims. Hey, can I canary the wrist? Tell them homies they can't with the click. Tell them homies that they can't with the clip. Cougar radio, man, you know what it is. Amen. I'll take that.
You can't hear me. But hey, I was like,
hey.
She said,
hey.
I was like, hey.
She said, hey.
All right,
hey.
Y'all.
Hey.
Okay, that was what? Okay. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you.
On. You want to tell everybody your social media and everything
of course.
So they can follow you?
If you're on Twitter, it's Coast Vega, CoastVega. If you're on IG, it's CSTVGA. Snapchat is also Coast Vega. YouTube as well. I have a show, you know what I'm saying, the 9th at Vanguard Garden.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know, but if y'all follow me on Twitter, I can clear that up for y'all, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be at the warehouse, so just hit me up. Also download Aggie Psy. Be on the lookout for something else in new, like next 2 weeks. So yeah, just follow me on the social medias. It's a pleasure.
Okay.
To be in y'all presence.
You guys know you can follow Coug Radio on Instagram and Twitter at Coug Radio. And you know you can follow us, well, like us on Facebook at Coug Radio Houston.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want nobody following me on
Dang.
Twitter.
It don't work like that.
But if you find
it don't
me.
Don't work like that. Follow her. Follow me
if
and I'll add her.
If you find me, I will follow you back because I'm just one of those people. Like, as long as you're not a spam account, I'll follow you back. And... yeah, I mean, if you find me, but I really don't want nobody following me nowhere.
Who she thinks she is? Like, she Machiavelli, if you find me.
Really? Okay. But, I mean, I'm on Pinterest. I like to pin. If you want to follow me on Pinterest, it's at the sky and beyond. So, find me on Pinterest. I'm always on there. That's one thing I'm always on. I'm on Twitter, too, but I just don't want nobody following me.
Dang.
So, unless I know you. So, I mean, it. Yeah. Okay,
keep
you
it
guys.
To a minimum. Follow ph2music.com too. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah. Follow ph2music.com as well. And wait, I wanted to ask what that was, but PSU? We ran out of time. Oh, but shoot. I mean, I don't see the dude that comes in after me. So.
Well, I don't see him either. PHC The Post is an outlet for independent artists, you know what I'm saying, of any source, whether you paint, sketch, write, mold, it doesn't matter. Arts, vibrations, you know what I'm saying, it's a post of some way or sort. So trying to keep life in this thing we call art.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's what PHC2 is.
Okay, so you definitely want to check that out.
Yes, so we can get some material up there. You know what I'm saying? Send it through.
And thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes.
Next Thursday, I will be interviewing rapper YJ.
Yeah.
I know y'all thought he was coming today, but he's not.
Y'all got me.
And y'all got Coast Bacon instead.
I'm sorry. Dang. Dang, I'm sorry. I don't. No matter how hard I try, bro. Nah, but it was a blessing.
Thank you, Cool Radio. Coming on.
Thank you.
And tune in to my show next Thursday. If you are under the age of 18, I forgot to say that in the beginning, but it's too late now. But if you're under the age of 18, please don't tune in next Thursday.
Go to sleep.
Or any Thursday that I'm on here. Mm. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am out.